Okay, let's start with Shu'as Davav. Shu'as Davav, we are on Hey Amid Beis. Again, I'm in the middle of traveling, so the past couple and the next few will be up from the last cycle, and B'ezras Hashem, we'll get back to the new cycle when I got back to Eretz Yisrael. Just, we're in the middle of the issues of related to Tzaras, just one or two general points about Tzaras, and then we'll get back into the details of the Shakla V'Tarya as we have it on Davav. So we know the Rambam tells us at the beginning of Hilchos Tumah Tzaras that there are eight mitzvahs related to Tzaras, eight of the 613, six mitzvahs Aseh, and two mitzvahs Los Aseh. Mitzvah number one is Lahoros B'Tzaras Adam. It's a mitzvah on the Kohen to give proper psakim regarding the mitzvah of Tzaras. If something is a Tameh spot, something is a Tzaras spot, so that is a mitzvahs Aseh, the Oraisa. And number two, Sheyaha Mitzorah Mufursam, Bekriyas Begadu Vufriyas Rosho, the Mitzorah should act in the way that he's supposed to act, tearing his Begadim, revealing his head. The Tara of a Mitzorah is a Mitzvah Zaseh, the Giluach of a Mitzorah, we discussed that at length in the Mitzvah Shirim, the Mitzorah has to shave his head more than once. How many Mitzvahs is that? Tzaras of Begadim is another Mitzvah, and Tzaras Habayis is another Mitzvah, that if you remember is one of the three mitzvos that might not have ever occurred. The Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Ayin Aleph, Tumas Batim, is one of the mitzvahs that might not have occurred. Those are the mitzvahs I say, and the mitzvahs Los I say is the Isser of cutting off Simani Tumah and the Isser of cutting off a Nesek, different mitzvahs and details regarding Tumah. That's the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Tumah Tzaras. At the end of Hilchos Tumah Tzaras, the Rambam, of course, discusses some of the Averos that Tzaras comes for. We know Tzaras is not leprosy, as it is usually translated, as some type of illness that came directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the days of old, which we don't have anymore. And the Rambam says, based on Chazal and Maseches Arachin and elsewhere, that it is because of specific sins, specific averas that people are in the midst of. The Rambam says, in the end of Hilchos Tumah Tzaras, HaTzaras Hu Shem HaAmur B'Shutfis, Kolel Inyanim Harbei Shein Domim Zalazeh. Tzaras is a larger catch-all word that includes a lot of things that are not similar to each other exactly. Shrei lo ben ar ha'adam karui tzaras. Unefilas ksat seh harosh o'azakun karui tzaras. Tzaras is a white spot. Tzaras is a little hair falling out. Vishinui ayin habagadim o'abatim karui tzaras. The change of color of clothing or of a house is called tzaras. Vizeh ashinu ha'amur bebegadim ubebatim shekarato torah tzaras b'shutfis Hashem. Eino miminhago shel olam. The tzaras that is on begadim or houses that we call so-called tzaras is not minhag shel olam. Interesting. Is the Rambam saying that the regular tzaras on the body is minhago shel olam? We know that's not true either. It's not minhago shel olam. We don't have it today. Ela os upele haya b'Yisrael kedei lahashiran milashon hara. Says the Rambam that it is an os. It was a nace to warn people against lashon hara. Shamasaber b'lashon hara mishtanos kiros beso. If somebody discusses and talks Lashon Hara, then the walls of his house literally change. Imchazerbo, Yitar Abayis. If he gets, if he's Chozerbo, then the house becomes tar. And if Amad Berisho, Achehutatz Abayis, Mishtan and Kleha Arshim Abeso, Shuyoshi Vishochev Aleim. And he continues, as Chazal say, it goes from the house to the Begadim, and it goes from the Begadim until the body itself. Vyehe Muvdal, and then if somebody is declared a Tzaras, Ye Muvdal, Umufursam Levado, Achelo Yis Asik, Besichas Arishoim, Shualitzanis Falashon Hara. All to teach us to stay away. And this is what the Torah warns us. He shamer benega hatzaras. Zachar eis asher asah Hashem lakecha l'miriam baderech. We have to remember, what does that mean? Says the Rambam, Hari Omer. This is very verbose and wordy phrasing of the Rambam. The Rambam takes a lot of time here. Unusual. Harehu Omer, his boninu, ma'ir l'miriam anaviya, shedibra ba'acheha. Think about, remember, his bonain. Understand what Miriam did when she spoke about her brother. Shaisa gedola mimenu b'shanim v'gidalto al berkeha v'sichna ba'atzma l'atzila menayam. This is a boy that she took care of and she was older and she risked her life to save him. V'hilo dibra b'gnuso, and she didn't say anything bad about him. Elatasa, but she just made a mistake. Shehishvato l'shar neviim, she equalized him to other prophets. V'hulo hikmit al kol adavar ma'elu, and she was, Moshe Rabbeinu was not mocking about all these things. Shenemar, as the pasuk says in Baloscha. Vayish Moshe anav ma'od v'yafal pikin, and still miyad ne'ensha b'tzaras. Immediately, Miriam got tzaras, even though all these things she didn't mean it. Then she took care of him, and he didn't care. Kal v'chomer lebnei adam arishoyim atipshim shemarbim ladaber bigdolos v'niflos. Kal v'chomer to those fools who speak about all these things. Lefichach ra'ui lemisha rotzel lechaven orchosav. The one who wants to make better and straight his path. Lehisrachek mi yeshiva son. To go away from people who always talk about other people. Umiladaber iman kedei shelo yitfas itafes adam bereshes rishayim v'sichlusam. So you won't get caught in the net of the fools. Umitokach yelo and hergo ladaber b'neviim. And the Rambam quotes many other psukim in Navi, Sichas HaRishoyim, but then he ends off by saying, Aval Sichas Kshere Yisrael Eino Ela B'Divrei Torah V'Chachma. What should we be spending our time on? Divrei Torah and Chachma. The Rambam, right, maybe he's alluding to what he says in Pirush Mishnayos, the five categories of speech, which maybe at the end, if we have time, we'll review. L'fichach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ozer Al Yadan U'Mezakeh Osan Ba. Hashem will be Mezakeh you. If you care about what you say, the Rambam will be Mezakeh you. Okay, getting back also to generally to the Tzaras thought, again, just by one word by way of introduction, and that is, the Rambam says that the Bayis and the Begadim are for sure not Minhago Shel Olam, but many others, we assume also that the Tzaraas, even on the body, is not Minhago Shel Olam. The Sefer Chinuch says in Mitzvah Kuf Samach Tes, 169, when he talks about the Shorish of the Mitzvah, Misharshi, again, this is the Mitzvah Aseh. The Rambam, has had eight Mitzvahs, so this is the Mitzvah Aseh of being Metamei a Mitzorah. Letamei Adam Mitzorah, Klomar, says the Chinuch. Mitzvahi aleinu shekol mishi mitzora sheyavo la kohen lishol al tzarato vakoyni tamenu itarenu. So who is the mitzvah on? It's whoever has tzaras to go to the kohen, and the kohen will be mitame. Vehu yisnaheg al pi atorah ksuva kasher yitzavenu al kohen. It sounds like it's on the Yisrael. V'lo yikach hadavar kecholi haba b'mikra. Don't think that this is just something that happens b'mikra. Elo yitein lev alav v'yodea ki godel avono garam oso. Shenemar v'huva, and it quotes the psukim, and he says, the chinuch says at the end of the mitzvah, b'noagin didei tzaras b'zachar min akevus, b'chol zman sheyiyu lanu kohanim b'kiyin ro'on osam. As long as we have kohanim b'kiyin, it applies to men and women. Keinir b'devei harambam. V'af al pi sheyefshel lahavi karban achshav, the chinuch ends off, even though it's impossible to bring a karban today, l'kishi yibonem beis hamigdash v'yefshel lahavi karban b'taharaso mitzarato, yavi karban. So he says, it could be happened today if a kohen knows the halachas, you just can't get out of it until you bring the karban. Again, the emphasis is on the Yisrael. If a mitzorah, a potential mitzorah, does not act like a mitzorah, that's part of his punishment. But the significant part of the chinuch is right in the middle, where he talks about the shorish of the mitzvah. Says the chinuch, what's the shorish of the mitzvah of tzaras? So we get to talk about this here in Mesechus Shvuas, because as we know, there's no Talmud Bavli on Mesechus Negoim. So whenever tzaras comes up, it's important for us to talk about these in yanim. Says the sefer chinuch, kusamach tes, mishorshi ha-mitzvah, l'kvoa b'nafsho seinu, ki hashkachas Hashem baruch hu pratis al kol echad ve'echad mibnei adam. There's hashkacha pratis on each and every single person. That's the message of the mitzvah of tzaras. And his eyes are open. His, Hashem's eyes, are open on all of our ways. As Eov says, ki einav al darkei ish v'kol tzadav yireh. V'lachein, huzharnu lasez lev alacholi. Hara, v'lachshov, ki achid garamoso. We have to realize this is a message from Hashem. For Amru Zechon Olavracha, that's what Gemara says in Arachin, ki b'chait lashen hara yavo barov, v'lo nikachenu derech mikra. You can't take it that these things happen. Just like on the national level, the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchas Tainus talks about we're not allowed to mitzvah say to turn to God at the time of tzara, and if we don't, we say derech mikra. That's a bitul asay, and it's a language of a behavior of achzarius. So Rambam here says on an individual level, v'kol inyan eskirim elu yorash kachaso baruchu al kol darkei adam achas la achas. And this shows direct hashkacha. Sheyesh kitos. Then he says, because there are many that don't believe in this. Sheyesh kitos bnei adam yachshavu ki hashkachas Hashem barachu al kol aminin bifrat. Bein on Hashem al kol shar balechayim. Says the chinuch, there are those that believe there's hashkacha pratis on every butterfly, on every little individual animal also. V'yesh me'en kitos yachshavu the opposite. Kishlach Hashem Baruch Hu al kol inyani ha'olam bein balechayim o kol shar dvarim klomar shlo yisnoya davar echad katan ba'olam azeh rak b'cheftso baruch hu b'gzeiraso ad sheyachshavu ki b'nefol ala echem en ilan. Actually, it's in the same direction, but even more extreme. Not just pratis on the animal, but every leaf. There is a chazal like that, that there's no leaf that falls. But there's hashkacha pratis on every leaf, says the chinuch. Some believe. The leaf's not going to fall a second too early or a second too late, says the chinuch. I personally don't believe in that. The zedas racho karbe menasecha. The yesh kitos rose yachshavu, and then he quotes evil. The other kitos he just calls kitos. Here he says kitos rose yachshavu shelo yasem hashkacha so baruch hu klal. The opposite direction. There is no ashkacha. So says the chinuch. There are those that believe in extreme. There's hashkacha pratis even on animals, even on leaves. There are some that reject hashkacha totally. But he says we're in the middle. V'anachnu ba'alei hadas v'amitis. Lefisha shashamati nasim hashkacha so baruch hu al kol minei ba'alei chayim bichlal. Klomar shakol min. There's hashgacha on the species of animals, says the chinuch. Ki bashgacha so yimsakim lechol davar. Ubimin ha'adam namin ki hashgacha so baruch hu kolachad vechad bifrat. That's the chinuch's chiluk. There's hashgacha klawless on animals, even though we might say, oh, how did this animal, how did this type of animal become extinct? Kadosh Baruch Hu knows how to categorize. He has his own way of categorizing, but when it comes to people, obviously there's hashgacha pratis on each and every person. V'hu ameven al kol ma'aseihem, v'chen kibalnu migdoleinu, v'gam nimsal zeh b'harvei ksuvim yoru, ki inyan ken, a lot of psukim relate to this too. So we have the Rambam, by way of introduction, the beginning of Tumas Aras, the end of Tumas Aras, and we have the Sefer Chinuch. Remember, Hilchos Tumas Aras is towards the beginning of Sefer Tahara. Right after Hilchos Tumas Meis comes Tumas Aras, before all the other Tumas, because that's also an extreme Tumah, including Tumas Ohel, set outside of the Machanos, so therefore that's why we have it at the beginning, towards the beginning of Sefer Tahara. So, with that introduction, now let's get back to the Gemara on Daf Hei Amabez. We're trying to figure out the Gemara quoted in the first Mishnah in Maseches Negayim, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, which went a little deeper than our Mishnah. Our Mishnah just quoted Maros Negayim, Shtayim Shehein Arba. But the first Mishnah in Negayim quoted also the four levels of Negayim, and we noted that 1 and 3 go together, and 2 and 4 go together. Baheres and Se'es are the strongest. Baheres is the snow-type spot, and the Se'es is the wool-type spot, and the Baheres is the Av to the Sid, to the lime that was smeared on the inside of the Heichal, and the Se'es, number 2, is an Av to the fourth one, the white of the egg, the Beitzah. So that was what the Mishnah said in Maseches Negayim. So we're trying to figure out who is the author of that Mishnah that said there's a specific, when we want to be mitztaref, right, a tzaras spot has to have a certain minimum measure of a gris, which spots, which color whites can be mitztaref. So the Mishnah says 1 and 3, 2 and 4. So the Gemara says, in the name of Rabbi Chanina, that the Mishnah is against Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Akiva holds that you're the ones that can be mitztaref are the ones that are next to each other in the hierarchy. 1 and 2, 2 and 3, 3 and 4. But Rabbi Akiva does not hold that it goes by the 1 to 3 and 2 to 4. So, says Rabbi Chanina, let's read that again. Amar Rabbi Chanina, Mantana Maras Nagam Delok Rabbi Akiva, Di Rabbi Akiva, Kivan to Amar Zulam Alamizu, Vizulam Alamizu, says Rabbi Akiva, says only the ones that are contiguous and next to each other can be mitztaref, im kemti harta sid, hecha militzaref, because then sid, which is number 3, can never be mitzaref with any. If you want to say that the Mishnah is like Rabbi Akiva, why? Bahadi man litzrafi. Who will it be mitzaref with? I'm 5 lines from the bottom. Litzrafi bahadi baheres. Should it go with its av, the baheres, meaning 1 and 3 like the Mishnah suggests? But we know from elsewhere, we'll have to see where the elsewhere is, that Rabbi Akiva holds it has to be contiguous. 1 and 2, 2 and 3, 3 and 4. So 3 cannot go with 1 because there's number 2 in the middle. There's se'es that's in between. Litzrafe bahadi se'es. Should it go with se'es, which is right on top of it, 3 and 2? Lav tolda dideyu. But our Mishnah, the first Mishnah in the Gom says, there's an av and it's tolda. And only the two of them could be mitztaref. So that's why it cannot be, says Rabbi Chanina, the Mishnah in the beginning of Negayim cannot be Rabbi Akiva Shita. Says the Gemara now, Ihachi, Why was Rabbi Chanina only bothered by number three, Sid not being able to be mitzaref? What about number four? Iachi krum beitzanami, padiman litzrafi. That's also a problem, right? That the eggshell white color also would not be able to be mitzaref. Why? Litzrafi padi se'es. Should it go with se'es, which is it's av, right? Meaning two and four together. Ika sidadav mine. But no, there's one in between. And Rabbi Kiva says only one to the other. Contiguous, could they be mistarif? So number four, beitza cannot go with number two, tsemer, litzrafe bahadi sid, should it go with sid, what's right on top of it, la barmineu? That's a different category, it's a different tolda, right? So therefore, why didn't Rabbi Chanina, why wasn't he bothered by also the krum beitza, and only bothered by sid in trying to prove that the Mishnah is not like Rabbi Akiva? So says the Gemara, hi mai. No, he's only bothered by the sid, he's not worried by the beitza because of the following. Hi mai. Bishlama below Sid Heichal, without the problem of the Sid Heichal, without problem of what number three would be mitzaref with, Krum Beitza Lokasha, that wouldn't be a problem. Why? The Afagab de Krum Beitza mitatoi de Seis, even though Krum Beitza is two levels under Seis, right? It's number four as compared to two, but there would be a special pasuk that would include it, that would say it could be mitzaref with Seis. Rachmana Amar Vala Seis, Vala Sapachas. Right, it says se'es, which is the semer, that's the number two, and sapachas is anything that is additional and secondary, that would include even beitza. Sapachas tfeilo la se'es, and everything would be connected to se'es. Avagav de manchasa mine tuva. Even though it's way underneath, there's a special pasuk that the se'es, number two, would even start with everything underneath it. But that's why I'm not bothered about krum beitza. El asid heichal kasha, but I'm bothered about number three, as we said. It can't be mitzaref with what is right above it, because the Mishnah in Nagoim says it could only do one and three, two and four, and it cannot be mitzaref with what is under it, because it's a different type of tolda. So el mechaver tekeh season delok Rabbi Akiva. That's why we say, Rabbi Chanina said, the Mishnah is against Rabbi Akiva. Period. So now, we know the Mishnah tells us that 1 and 3, 2 and 4 only go together. But we said Rabbi Akiva doesn't work because Rabbi Akiva holds that it has to be 4 goes with 3, 3 goes with 2, 2 goes with 1. Where do we see that Rabbi Akiva holds that? The Hecha Shamina Lu Rabbi Akiva, Zula Malamizu. Where do we know? Where is there a source in Shas, in a Brisa somewhere, that Rabbi Akiva holds that one has to be next to the other one in order for it to be Mitzdarif? So we'll have a couple of tries. So Ilema Mehadatanya. First, we'll quote the Tosefta Negayim. Is it from the following? The following Braisa. Amar Rabbi Yossi, Shal Yoshua, Benosh Rabbi Akiva, Yehoshua, the son of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, we know a lot about his family from elsewhere. Rachel, his wife, we know various stories about the 12 years, then he went away, the different versions of the story in Mesechas Ksubis and Mesechas Nedarim. That's about him and his wife and the beginning of their marriage. But now here we have he has a son, Yeshua ben Osh Rabbi Akiva. May Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Yossi says that Yeshua, the son of Rabbi Akiva, asked Rabbi Akiva. We'll get back to the personalities soon. Let's first just do the flow of the Gemara. Mipnei ma amru marus negaim shayim shein arba. Why did Chazal say that? The first Mishnah Gam, why did we say two that are four? Amar lo, v'im lav mayomru. He asks his son, well, what should it say? You can only ask a question of why this if you have a better reason why, you know, why wasn't it put there? It's what's wrong with this Lashon? So he says, no. Yomru mi kum beis olamala, tame. Why did you have to say all four? Just say, we know that there are four types of spots of tzara'as. Just say the least intense spot. And then Mamela, we know all the ones that are stronger, that itself would be Tameh. Right? Rashi quotes the Gemara Maseches Psachim, that it's always better to teach one's Talmud Belashon Kitzara. Right? Rashi says, you see the last couple of skinny lines in the Rashi. Achar she'en lanu chiluk b'maros lovan, l'mala mikrum beitza, el adalan maros halalu. Since we know that there are four levels, and that's the weakest one, yomru kal mara lovan, shumi krum l'malatameh. We'll say, everyone that is stronger, that is more intense than the white of the egg, is Tameh. Dekayim alon, because we know, the Gemara Pesachim says, Daf Gimel, La'olam Yishana Adam L'Talmido Derech Kitzara. You should always do it short. Rav Sternbach writes in the Hagdama to his first volume of Tshuvas Van Hagos, he says, Rabim Ohavim HaKitzur. He says, my Tshuvas aren't going to be so long. And it's true. His Tshuvas aren't long. His Tshuvas are very, able to read, and they're short, and they're straightforward. And sometimes there are other Tshuvas Svarim that are pages and pages and pages, much more difficult to focus on it and to read. Because Rav Sternbach writes, Rabim Ohavim HaKitzur. Right, based on this Gemara also, La'olam yijana adam l'tami deblasha dera katsara. So asks Yoshua to his father, Rabbi Akiva, why did the Mishnah just say, from everything that is more white than krum beitza, so then I will, that would be tame. So amar lo, lomar shem itztarfim zemze. Why? It's to teach me, that's what Rabbi Akiva answered him, that they're mitztarif to each other. That's why it wanted to say, list them all one by one. Rashi, last couple of skinny lines. Lakach shanum v'sidrum lo malacha, shekaseder hazeh mishnasan, v'kach seder tzirufam, v'adai. So that's the, this, because this is the order, and this is how they're mitzurif. We still don't know exactly what's mitzurif with what, but this is the conversation. Omar lo, the son continues, v'yomru mikrum beitzo lamala tome umitztarfim zemzeh. So just add that one line without, again, having to list each of them. Amar lo, lomar lachal. Rabbi Akiva says no. It's to teach us. Call kohen sheino baki bahenu bishmosayin in a ros nagaim. Because we want a kohen to be a baki in all of the spots, all of the maris nagaim. And if a kohen is not a baki in their names and in their types, so then he cannot see the he shouldn't see the nagaim. That's the end of the conversation between Rabbi Akiva and the son. But what a medayik. The son kept saying, why don't you just say everything that's more chomer than krum beitza, which is number four. But the ilim, he said, hey, chol v'lamala lo chomer. He doesn't say number three. He didn't say from number three up. Why didn't he say that? Me did lo amar le shma mina, de shami le Rebbe Kiva damar kulu l'bahadi se'es mitzarfin. Right, if only the tolda and its respective av could combine, as the first Mishnah in Nagam would say, that he should have mentioned both. He should have mentioned number four, because that combines with number two, and number three, which that combines with number one. But before, as he just said number four, it must be that, and he says that they combine some with each other, it must be he just goes one step up each time. Four combines with three, three combines with two, two combines with one. So that is the raya so far that we know. Rabbi Akiva holds this way, that based on this conversation that he had with his son. Let's just do the rejection. V'dilma se'es v'tolata beres v'tolata. Maybe we didn't hear the end of the conversation. Maybe the son did say it, right? Maybe it was of Chulu, and the author of this brisa, of this Tosefta, did not say explicitly, write explicitly everything that was said, right? Rashi on the fifth to the last line, v'tanu udilo kapil l'mechshav ulameis al kiruchla, like a peddler that shows all of his wares. The Tana didn't say it. The Tana is like a vachulu. It's like he started it, then he could have said it. He can't be medayik by the fact that he didn't say the second half. Maybe he did say the second half, and therefore we're still stuck. We're back to the question, where did the Gemara know, where does Rabbi Akiva hold that the Maris Nagamar Mitztare, four with three with two, and two with one? Just one ha'ara though first. First, here the Gemara says that Yehoshua is the son of Rabbi Akiva. So Rashi says right here, this is Rabbi Yehoshua ben Karcha, as we know from elsewhere in Shas, because Rabbi Akiva's nickname was Kireach, as the Gemara says in Maseches Becharetz and Daf Nun Ches, Mina Kireach Hazeh, that's the nickname for Rabbi Akiva, and that's why when it says Yehoshua, the son of Rabbi Akiva, it's Rabbi Yehoshua ben Karcha. Tosfos cannot accept that. Tosfos in Maseches Becharetz is very upset. How could Rashi accept? And this is the same machlokas as in Arvei Pesachim also, between Rashi and the Rashbam and Tosfos. Tosfos cannot accept that the Gemara would say that Rabbi Akiva is the bald one, right? That's how you would call Rabbi Akiva, right? Pirish Hakuntris says Tosfos. I'm reading from Becharetz Nun Ches Amud Aleph. Pirish Hakuntris, Hainu Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shua Mekarchahu, Rabbi Shua Bedosh Rabbi Akiva, Vikasha Misani Lelahaskir Rabbi Akiva Bishmo Shemaskir Balashan Gnai. Right, you say Rabbi Akiva Balashan of a Gnai. How can you say that? As the Pasuk says, they lay Kirech. Remember, they made fun of Elisha. They called him the bald one. I lay Kirech, lay Kirech, and he got very upset that he sent the bears. But that's not a word of endearment. And the Gemara calls him that. That's Rabbi Akiva. How can you say that? And also, then he calls another problem from the Gemara Maseches Megillah, where Rebbe is talking to Rabbi Shua ben Karcha. And Rabbi Shua gives him a bracha that he should live at least half his years. That based on the math, it does not work out that would have been such a great bracha, right? The Sifri says in Zos HaBracha that four people live till 120: Moshe, Hillel, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, and Rabbi Akiva. And if you do all the math, and Rabbi Akiva, the day that Rabbi Akiva died, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi was born, and it doesn't work out. So Lamaisa Tosva says, I disagree, right? Remember Rabbi Yitam says, this Karcha and Rabbi Akiva are two different people. Rabbi Akiva was not nicknamed Karcha by the by the Gemara. The other point to mention is on this line, the Gemara mentions any kohen that's not a bucky in the halachis of Saras should not see Negoim. Tosfos says, call kohen. Kishein Yisrael Chachamimo. This is only if there is no Yisrael that knows all the halachis that's right next to him. Dim Yisrael Bucky, or if there's a Yisrael Bucky that knows all the halachis of Saras, Afilu kohen Shota. Omer lo Yisrael, Omer Tameh, right? Yisrael, even a Kohen Shota, a fool. If a fool Kohen has a Yisrael Tam Chacham next to him, the Yisrael can tell him exactly what it is. Right? Omer Yisrael, Omer Tameh, for who Omer? Said Yisrael can tell him, it's Tameh, say Tameh, the Yisrael Baki, Hainut Mazbiru Levesavir. And the Yisrael Baki is someone who knows it and is able to explain it and he understands it. Tosfos sounds like even a Shota, even a total fool, the Kohen doesn't have to know anything. And if you look at the Rambam, the Pashas of the Rambam sounds that way, but the Kesef Mishnah and the Sfas Emes in Arachin Dav Gimel says it can't be. Can't be, that's what the Rambam really means. Says the Rambam in Perek Tes of Hilchos Tumas Saras. The Rambam says, Afa Pisha Kol Ksheirin Liros Negoim, even though everyone could see, Hatuma Vatara Tuliya Bekohen. The declaration and the change of status is totally on a Kohen, even though everybody could see, look at them, and determine, but the ultimate declaration that changes the status is totally on a Kohen. Ketzad, Kohen, Sheini Yod Liros, Liros. So this is based on the Gemara here, and in Arach, and a Kohen who does not know, HaChacham Ro'ehu Va'omerlo. The Chacham says, sees it, and says, Amar Tameh, say Tameh, Va'Kohen Omer Tameh. The magical words of the Kohen. Amar Tar. The Kohen Omer Tar. Say Tar, and the Kohen says Tar. His Giro, Vahu Masgiro. Be maskir him. Make him a muskar. Fine. Shneemar va'piyam yekari v'chol nega. That's the Rambam. And then the Rambam adds, V'yafilu haya ha-Kohen katan oshote. Even if the Kohen is a katan, even an 8-year-old. Oshote. Ha-chacham omer lo v'hu machlit o poter o soger. That is the important lesson of the Rambam based on this Gemara and the Mishnayos in Negaim. The Rambam then does add, this is only when the Kohen is relying what the Chacham tells him. He has that avenue. But if the Kohen himself is trying to figure it out, Avalam Haya HaKohen Roe, V'Someich Al Atzmo, Asur Lo Liros Nega Mikol Negaim Ad SheYorenu Rabo V'Yebaki B'Chol HaNegaim U'B'Shmosim B'Negi Adam Kulam U'B'Negi V'Gadim U'B'Negi Batim. You have to be a Bucky in everything. Right, and based on this Gemara, the Rambam understands this Av, you can't be just a Bucky in one area of Halacha. Right, sometimes it's a Bucky in Hilchos Shabbos, it's a Bucky in Hilchos Nida, it's a Bucky, but it doesn't have to be a Bucky in Kol. Could you be a Bucky in the Malacha of Borer, but you don't know any other areas of Hilchos Shabbos? Sometimes there's overlap, right? You can't just trust that one area of finite area of a small area of Halacha. So the Rambam says, you have to be a Bucky in all of Hilchos Tumas Saras in order to paskin Tzaras. And then the Rambam says, if a Kohen makes a mistake, Timei is a Tzara, Tzara is a Timei, it's wrong, and it doesn't count. You have to have one Kohen that does the whole process, right? Einak of a Kohen, Sharoah, Hanega, Betchila, Hushareo, Besof, Shavua, Echod, Besof, Shavua, Sheini, Vumashar, Eskira, what happens if he dies? Right? The Rambam talks all about the details. But says the Kesef Mishnah right there, don't take the word Shota literally. The word Shota here means just that he doesn't know it by himself. But you can explain it to him. The Kosav Rishper Gimel de Negam Ha'u Shote Lav Dafka. The Tzorach Shei Pikeach Tzas. The Masbiri Lei V'Savar. El Dekari Lagabe Chacham Shebe Yisrael Shote. Lagabe the Chacham that knows it all over the Yisrael, he's called a Shote. But he's not a Shote. Objectively, he's a Shote relatively. He doesn't know the halachas themselves. But he could be explained the halachas. This is an important status, but that's the Rambam relating to it could be a katan, it could be someone who doesn't have it all by himself, as long as he goes that path that I'm relying on the Yisrael's chachma. But if it's his own chachma, then he has to have it. He has to have it himself. Okay, important discussion of Hilchas Psak of Tzaras. So let's get back now to the middle. Ella, says the Gemara. So, we're still trying to find the source where Rabbi Akiva holds that one above the other one, that's what's Misarif in the laws of Tzaras. Unlike the Mishnah in Negam, which is 1 and 3 and 2 and 4. So, Ella, mid Rabbi Chanina. Maybe it's based on the following Brisa. Dam Rabbi Chanina, Mashal Rabbi Akiva, Lamad Radom. Rabbi Akiva gives a Mashal to all the spots of Tzaras. La Arba Kosel Shalchalav. It's like 4 cups of milk. You have 4 cups of milk. Echa naflu l'tocho shtei tipin shel dam. One of them had two drops of blood that dropped, fell in it. Ve'echa shavu l'tocho arba tipin shel dam. Four drops. Ve'echa shavu l'tocho shmona. Eight. Ve'echa shavu l'tocho shtei mesrei tipin. V'yamila sheish mesrei tipin. Right, it's milk, but it gets a little less white based on the blood that fell in. Depending on how much blood fell in, it gets less and less white. Shekulan maros lovan hein. They're all maros lovan. They're all white. Ela shezela malamizeh. Vezela malamizeh. And they're all a little bit above the other one. So what does that length sound like? They're all mitzarif. They're all a little bit above each other, but they can be mitzarif to each other. So maybe that's where we get it from. That's where the mashmas is, that Rabbi Akiva says that one above the other could be mitzarif. Says the Gemara, wait a minute. Eimar the Shamas Lei Rabbi Akiva, bepasuch, becholak mishamas Lei. There are two types, at least, of tzaras spots. There's the pure white spots, but also the Torah talks about reddish, whitish spots. Lavan Adam Demes. Right, almost all of halachas of Negayim is Torah Shebichsav. There's Torah Shebalpeh, but it's almost all Torah Shebichsav. Some areas of halacha are hardly anything Torah Shebichsav. Negayim is a lot Torah Shebichsav. So, says the Gemara, when you have the red drops of blood inside the milk, so isn't that a Lavan Adam Demes spot, which is a different category of Tzaras spot? That's Pasuch. So maybe by Pasuch, those spots, that could go one on top of the other, and that's where Rabbi Akiva holds. But Chaluk, but by the smooth, white, pure spots, Misha Mesle, how do we know? How do we know? And if you want to say, well, maybe it's all one category of Tzaras. Maybe it does apply, and it just applies to Pasuch, it applies to Chaluk, says the Gemara. Well, who says it applies by Pasuch itself? It's not so clear that Rabbi Akiva would say that either. Why? After all, V'hatznan, we learned in the Mishnah. In Maseches Nagon, the Bach changes it to V'hatznan. V'hatznan, Rabbi Akiva Omer. Adam dam shebazeh v'shebazeh. If you have the reddish spots of this and this, what's this and this? The two strong ones. Kiyayin amazuk b'mayim. It looks like wine that's diluted with water. Ela shabaharis azak hashelev shelsid deyamimena. But baharis is the strongest. That's like snow. And the sid is under it. The sid is under it. The sid was three that we had earlier. But you see, according to the Rashi says, you see the seder of the Maras, according to Rabbi Akiva, is Sheleg and then sid. Right? He doesn't have Semer. V'im Isa, says the Gemara, Shel Tsemer de'am him enemy boile. And if he holds like the, you go one up and one up and one up, so then shouldn't he have the Tsemer in there? Right? So this is not against the mission, in the beginning of Nagon then. It's against everything we've said. So the Gemara says, no, Amri Nachinami, change it. Vatanya, Rabbi Nasan Omer, Lo Sha'amar, Rabbi Akiva, Shel Sid Deyamimena, El Shel Tsemer Deyamimena. It's that Shel Tsemer, that's what it should read, and therefore he has the same order, and therefore we say, just like it applies by Pasuch, it applies by Chaluk. He goes one up, little by little, and that's what's mitzarif to each other, and therefore Rabbi Akiva is against the Mishnah in beginning of Maseches Nagam. Stop there for a moment. The Chashuk Yechemed here discusses the following Shaila. He says the Dam, Shesafek Ulai Nafal Asirchala Vein Bachalav Shum Roshim Admimus. You know there might have been some blood that fell into milk, but you look at the milk and it looks like milk. Do we say, can it be that one might have milk that dam fell into and you wouldn't notice it? Says the Gemara. I'm sorry, says the Chashuk Yechemet, says Rav Zilberstein, Yesh lo chiyach, di tachen shenafal dam lo tochalav, v'lo ye nikar. For sure, you could have cases where blood fell into milk and you wouldn't notice it. Where in Shas? Do you know that from? Shvuis davav. They're all white. Different shades of white. What does it say? It says it looks like milk, just different types of white of milk, but not that it looks like dam at all. So you see from this Gemara that, you know, even if dam fell in, you might not notice it, and therefore you have to be choshes. Then he says, also, you look in the Tshuvas Tuf Tam Badas, it's possible that dam could fall in and it won't be nikar. And he quotes the Gemara in Shmuis, Vagami Amvur Meseches Chulin, Shedam Shenis Arev B'mayim, Chazinan, right? The Gemara in Chulin Pei Zayin, the Shulchan Aruch discusses this. Dam Shenis Arev B'mayim. See, Chazinan Am Yishbo Mared Dam Chayav L'chasas, right? Over the Kisi Adam Halachas. If it looks like blood and water mixed in, you have to Mitzvah Kisi Adam. And if not, Vim La Pater, Hare Chazinan, Dimishkachas Lashie Bo Dam. So you see, even in water, it's possible that blood could be in there, and it doesn't look like blood. Obviously, it's less than shishim. If it's more than shishim neged, then even if you see the dam, it's going to be batel, right? But if it's even if it's less than shishim negdo, it's possible, as you see, both by water that like you have in the sugyas of kisi adam, and here in the sugyas of chalav, you see it is possible that the blood won't be visible in the milk, even though this is something that there isn't 60 against it, right? Bittel, the idea of bittel that he brings up here, we know is a halacha daraisa, right? Halacha daraisa. You can't the laws of bittel apply. Like even if there would be some marav dam, if it's bittel, it's bittel, right? The Pische Tshuva discusses this. Pische Tshuva writes in Yaradeya and Kufta Zayin, Sifkat and Yud. He quotes the Soles Lemincha, the Sefer Soles Lemincha, in the name of the Torah HaAsham. The Misha wrote to Lahachmir, Linhok Isser, Vadavar Shalom, Matsinu Shechmira Marai, Kagon, Mashtas Batal Beshishim, Obeklisheni, Havi Kamo, Api Karsus, Beyotas Charabev Sedo. If you're not relying on Bittel, Bittel is a Dindaraisa. Something is Batal, something is Batal. You have to treat it as Heter. Again, there's different Shitas in terms of how much Heter, how far do you treat it. There's a fascinating machlokas. When we say something is Batal Barov, for example, again, there's Batal Beshishim, let's just focus on Batal Barov. And then we'll move on. The Beis Yosef quotes all of the Shitas in Simen Kuftes. Do we say Bittel Barov means I'm allowed to assume that this one is from the Rove every time I take a bite? Or is it that it's even more extreme? Right? Meaning, Lamay Nafkamina, let's say I have a non-kosher hamburger that fell into 100 kosher hamburgers. So each one, I'm allowed to assume, this is kosher. Could I eat all of them? Could I eat all of them? So says the Rashba, and this is the Shita of Rav Rishonim, it's the first day in the Shulchan Aruch, that yes, as long as you don't eat them one all at once. One after another. So each one, you could always say that, oh, this is mutter, this is from the Rove. Even though when you get to the last one, if you say that, then you know memelo, you've eaten the non-kosher one, it doesn't matter. That's what you're allowed to do. Chaticha she'ena ruya liskabed. And this is the first day in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Kuftes in Yaradeya. Shenes arva bacheros. A piece of meat that got mixed up with others. Min bemino yavish beyavish. Right? And it's pieces of meat. Chad betray batil. Umutter lo achlon adam echad kalachas befreyatzma. One person can eat all of them. Right? Avalo yocha shlosham yachad. You can't eat all of them at once because then you're eating the treif one. But if it's one after another, each one you're allowed to say that too. There are more machra shidas and more mako shidas. Rashi Navodazara says no. You have to leave one out. You have to leave one out. Other shitas say one person can't eat all of them, but different people can eat different ones. But Rashi says you have to leave one out. And the shita on the other side is the shita of the Rush. That's what the Torah quotes. The Torah quotes as follows. The Rush. The Rush is in Chulin. Perak Zayin. Simalam is Zayin. That bittel means nehefach leheter. You could eat them all, you could even eat them all at once. Because it doesn't just mean that you're allowed to assume, but it's ne'efach leheter. That is the shita of the Rush. The Torah quotes in the Simen Koftes. V'kima denisbatel chaticha barov, mutter legamre, v'yafilu isura derabanan leka, u'mutter la'adam echad le'echal kulam biyachad. Afa pisha bevadai ochalo isur. Unbelievable. V'chein mutter le'echal kol echad v'echad b'fnei atzmo. V'ein tzorach la'hashlech echad k'negad isur. Like Rashi says. But he says, "Adoni avi arashal matar akol afilu ba'achila." So that is the machlokas. How do you view bittel barov? Do you view it as you could assume that each one is part of the rov, or do we say even nehefach leheter? But either way, that's related to this issue of blood falling into milk, blood falling into water. The Chashuk Yechemet quotes our Gemara as a raya that you could have blood that falls into milk, even if it's less than shishim of the milk, keneg of the blood, and still it wouldn't look like blood. That is the halacha. Viter. Okay, let's continue now. Fourth line now. Vavim Abeis. Uminalan de Baheres Azahi. How do we know that Baheres, we know, is the strongest form? Right, we said Baheres is number one, that's like snow, and that's Sheleg, and then Seis is number two, that's Semer, and then there's Sid, and then there's Beitza. Right, those are the four levels that we've had. So, Minala de Baheres, Azahi, de Amar Abaya, Amar Krup, then Baheres Lavanahi. If Baheres is Lavana, he Lavana, then Acheres Lavana. He, it is Lavana, it is the ultimate white. And Ein Acheres Lavana, nothing else is as white as it is. Baheres is the strongest of the colors. Tana Rabbanan, Baheres Amuka, V'chein Hu Omer, Umareha Amok Min Ha'ar. Baheres is deep. What does that mean, deep? Rashi quotes, and the Gemara says it here, but Rashi quotes in Chumash, Vayikra, Yud Gimel Gimel, on that pasuk, that darker spots appear higher. and lighter spots appear lower, even though it's all on the same surface. It just gives the appearance, says Rashi, and quoting this Gemara, that it is deeper. That's what it means. Baheres amuka, it is deep. V'chein omer ma'areha amok min ha'or. Kemare chama ha'amuka min atzel, like the sunlight that appears deeper and further down than the shadow, than a darker spot. Se'es, next word, ain't se'es ela gavoa. Se'es, which is the second white spot, but not as white, so that's gavoa. Se'es is from lashon of raised up. It's more raised than the baheres, which is deeper. V'chein hu omer, akol ha'arim ha'ramim, v'akol ha'gva'os ha'nisa'os, on the gva'os and the mountains that are raised up. Sapachas, ein sapachas ela tfela. Sapachas means secondary, means like a nispach. It's connected to. V'chein hu omer, and that's what Eli's family says, omer s'v'cheinina, after Eli got had the kahuna gadol taken away from them, so they want to get a little part of the kahuna. Ashkechan tfela l'se'es, tfela b'heres minala, and so we see that there is a tfela, there's a secondary spot to the se'es, like we said, 2 and 4. How do we know tfela l'beheres? How do we know there's a tfela for the beheres? There's a sapachas for the beheres also, 1 and 3. Amar v'zeira, two limudim, number 1, namra levana b'se'es, v'namra levana b'beheres. So we have a mamatzinu. We compare the two. Ma levana ha'amura b'se'es, yesh la tfela, just like the white spot of se'es, which is the less strong, intense spot, has a secondary spot color, av levana. So either it's a mamatzino, number 1, bimasnisa, or you take the word Tana, in the brightest that we learned, hitalakasa l'sapachas bein se'es l'baheres. The pasuk puts it between se'es and baheres, lomar l'cha, k'shem she'tfela l'se'es, kach tfela baheres. Not just a mamatzino, but you take the word and you put the word in between them so it could apply to both of them. Good. Se'es ketzemer lavan. So se'es is the second level down. That's the tzemer lavan. My tzemer lavan. What type of tzemer lavan? There's a lot of wool. So which wool is the wool of the spot of the tzaras? Amar bibi, amar avasi. Tzemer naki ben yomo. It's the wool of a baby sheep that was born today. Shemechav nibola milas. That the Rashi quotes that when the kevesh is born, v'ha'im lochachto, the mother licks the wool in order to get any dirt off, and there's never a time when it's as clean as that day. And what they used to do is they used to cover it up with and then put hooks so it wouldn't get dirty at all, and that was classic, pure, pristine, white wool. That's the color that the Torah is referring to. Amar Bichanina, Mashal, and that's the it's interesting that the licking, right? There's a radak. I think it's in Hosea where the Hashem is described as getting angry like a bear, like a dov shakul. A dov shakul, a barren bear, that a bear that lost its offspring. Why dafka dov shakul? The Radak says there, because when a bear, certain types of bears, when the bear has a baby, so it's covered in like this gel, and the mother has to work very hard licking off the gel in order to be able to have the child live, right? Because the offspring can't breathe until you get this gel off, so the mother has to work very, very hard. And the harder that a mother works, that tsar gidol banim, right? So that creates the connection of the bear and the offspring. And that's why dafka, a bear shakul is very painful, right? The more you put in, the more connection there is, right? That's like the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Peites, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes to Avram Avinu and says, you know, you're banecha chatuli, you have any way to defend Klal Yisrael? And Avram says, no, sorry. And then Hashem goes, okay, I'll go ask Yaakov Avinu, why to havilei tsar gidol banim? He had tsar gidol banim, maybe he'll be able to have a defense. So what does tsar gidol banim have to do with it? Because that creates a deep connection. When there's tsar gidol banim, you have to put in more, so that is what creates the love. And here too, the tzemer, the sheep, has to lick off the dirt from the child, from the offspring. Amar Rabbi Chanina, now we have a couple of mishalim. Mashal de Rabbanan lamad avadome. The mashal of the Rabbanan Shita of, right, 1 and 3, 2 and 4. We're going to have a couple of mishalim. What is that similar to? L'trei malchi, l'trei yifrichi. It's like two kings and two governors, each of the kings. Malchus shozeh l'malam imalchus shozeh. V'yifrichu shozeh l'malam yifrichu shozeh. This king is above that king, and this officer is above that officer. Says the Gemara, wait a second. So that's not, you didn't say 1, 3, 2, 4. There you're just saying 1, 2, 3, 4. Hai zeh l'malam mizeh v'zeh l'malam mizehu. Who says that that's 1, 3, 2, and 4? That you just say king, king, officer, officer. So you have to specify. Ela malchus shozeh l'malam mi'efrachia d'nafshei. Malchus shozeh l'malam mi'efrachia d'nafshei. So we just specify more. That each one is above its own officer. Number one. Let's just finish and then we'll make one or two comments. Rav Ada bar Abba Amar Kagon, a different pshat. The Ben Yoyada goes through what's the difference between all these mashalim, but we'll just list them now. Kagon Malka va'al Kafta, Rufila v'Reish Galusa. Again, all different types of officers. Again, the Gemara says, Hai Zela Malamizehu. Ela Kagon Malka v'Rufila, Al Kafta v'Reish Galusa. Each one separated by its group. Rav Amar, number three, Kagon Shvar Malka v'Kesar. It's like the Shvar Malka and the Kesar. The Shvar Malka was the king of Persia, Melech Paras, and the Kesar was the king of Rome. And each one had an officer. Amalir Papa L'Rava, Heminayu Adif. Rav Papa says, well, who is greater? Rashi says, Rav Papa said that because they were by Rome, and it sounded like Shvar Malka was greater than the Caesar. The Caesar's by Rome. You can't say that. So Amar Lei, B'chur Shekach Lei. So Rav answered, you grew up in a barn? Meaning you eat in the forest? Meaning you don't know what the world? Look around. Puk Chazi, Tiva Daman Sagi Ba'alma. Who is greater in the world? Dichsiv, Daniel describes the Malchus of Romi, V'seichol Kol Ara, Usadushina V'sadkina. Amar Rav Yochanan Zurami Chayeves. This is talking about the kingdom of Rome. Shetiva Yatza B'chol Olam Kulo. That it's teva, it's mahus, it's known throughout the world, so you see that the Kesar is stronger than the Shvar Malka. Ravina Amar, finally, the fourth one, Gon Glima da Amar, Vishachke, it's like a new woolen garment and the worn out woolen garment, Sadina de Kitna Vishachke, a new linen garment and what it is worn out. All these mashalim are just about there's something main and then there's something under it, respectively. The Chashuki Chemed again here, there's one Chashuki Chemed here on Amar Beis. Discusses when we're talking about Zela Malamizeh, Zela Malamizeh. He says, if you could go in and there's a fire, Rachman al-Islan, and you could save the Gartel of a Sefer Torah or the Me'il, the cover of a Sefer Torah, which has more Kedusha? The Gartel holds it together. It's machzik, the whole Sefer Torah, but the Me'il covers. Right, so which one has more kedusha? You don't have to say straight. Which item one has more kedusha? They're both tashmishay kedusha. So he quotes the Nitziv in Parshas Achraimos, who talks about the Seder Levishas of the Begadim. Seder Levishas Begadim Eitzel Kohen. First he puts on the Michnasayim. Right, that's interesting. In the Torah, all in the Gemara. The Gemara says that what's the order of the Seder Big Day Kahuna to put it on? The Gemara only has it by the Michnasayim. The Rambam has a whole Seder even after the Michnasayim. But the Gemara only has the Michnasayim have to be first, Lachasos Psar Erva. But the Nitziv says it goes from Michnasayim, Ktonetz, Avnet, Mitznefes. Why is the Ktonetz first? Because, says the Nitziv, Bishvil Kedushaso Shehu HaMiyuchad B'Kedusha Yosem Mikulam. The Ktonetz has a higher Kedusha. Basheru Machase Es Kolaguf. Covers the whole body. K'mod de sefer Torah kadosh mitfilin v'tfilin yosem yimezuzah l'fi ribu yaparshio sachanayim l'fi ribu yeivarim hamislabshim bavoda kach ribu kedushaso l'chein haseder hu tchila ketones v'yachar kach avneidu besof mitznefes. Says the Chashuk Echemet. According to that, you would say that the meal has more kedusha, so covers the whole sefer Torah. Unless you say the Avnet is the Mamid, but he says, I would be noted to say that it is the meal because it covers all. L'chora, it's not talking about the choshe, it's talking about the regular kohen, right? The other, the tzitz has a shem Hashem on it, so it's a higher level of kedusha and the others. But either way, that is a fascinating application. Once we're talking about different levels of officers also, it's fun to remember the Gemara in Avodah Zarah about Unkelus Hager, where the Gemara talked about how, remember, the Kesar was very upset that Unkelus became Jewish, Unkelus Bar Klunimus. And he sent him officers to try to get him back, and they all become Jewish. And then finally he sent other officers, and he starts talking to them. He says, let me ask you something about life, not about Torah. And he quotes all these different levels of officers. Niporia, Nakanura, Kami, Pipuria, right? Who lights the fire for who? Right? The private for the officer, and the officer for the captain, and the captain for the general, v'chulu, v'chulu. And guess what? HaKadosh Baruch Hu lit a fire for us, right? Hashem ho'lech lefneihem yomam. And they were so inspired that he gayer kulu, and then he tried a third time. He just pointed to the mezuzah. Hashem watches over us on the outside, and Hashem yisbar tzeis v'acham etavad alam. So they also were megayer, the third group, sula shadah basrei, the kesar, right? This kesar that we're talking about in our Gemara that was so amazingly powerful, the kesar gave up and said that, Unkelus, I guess you're not coming back. But again, that's also discusses different levels of officers that are in the Gemara here. So again, that Adkan, this takes us through the powers of and the discussions of Tzaraas. Hashem, next time we pick up, again, we'll put up from the last cycle, issues of Tumas Mikdash Vekadashim. Maybe just 2 minutes left, just to end off with that Rambam that I alluded to before, the Rambam that talks about power of speech. The Rambam on in the first parak of Pirkei Avos has a beautiful categorization where he talks about everything we say in life could fall into one of five categories. One of five categories. So number one is Dvar Mitzvah, Dvar Mitzvah. Every word that comes out of our mouth. Number one is Mitzvah. That's Mitzvos, Davening, and Torah, V'chulu. The other is the other extreme, right? Dvar Masurim, Mamish, Lashon Hara, and Nivol Peh, V'chulu. Those are the two extremes. Then we have the third category of Divrei Rishus, which he says everybody needs, you know, talking about carpools and shopping and talking about life things that are going on. That's category three. But the other two categories are what differentiates between the men from the boys, so to speak. It's the what is gray area, not totally usser, but not appropriate to talk about, just stam bittelsman. And the other category is not mitzvah, but dvar mitzuyim, where he talks about chachma, talking about ideas, talking about positive elements that could affect my personality properly and positively. So Rambam says every single word that we say in life could fit into one of those five categories. It's pretty scary that Alachar Me'avah Esrim we're going to go in. What's going to be? So obviously we're going to have a lot in the mitzvah category, Be'ez Hashem, and a lot in the rishus category. But the goal is to have obviously very little in the iser category, but to have more in the category of chachma and positive elements besides the mitzvah, more than the gray area that's on the other side. Be'ez Hashem, we should be zochet to every single word of our, every single word, right? The Chafetz Chaim says there are so many guards on our mouth, right? No other thing has so many guards, right? We have teeth, and we have lips, and we have a tongue. We have so many things that are there to make us think before we say something that we shouldn't say. Be'ez Hashem, we should all be zochet to say the right things and not say the right things. That's what the Rambam is talking about on that Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Be'ez Hashem, we will continue again. The next couple we've been put up from the last cycle, and we'll get back to a regular schedule, Be'ez Hashem, when we get back.